there you go. Dinner. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
I never worked for Russia.
The Washington Post reports that for much of the past year, the president rarely, if ever, participates in reading his president's daily brief, a document laying out critical information collected by U.S. intelligence agencies from hotspots around the world. Quote, Trump has opted to rely on an oral briefing of select intelligence issues in the Oval Office rather than getting the full written document delivered to review separately each day. According to three people familiar with his briefings, reading the traditionally dense intelligent book is not Trump's preferred style of learning, according to a person with knowledge of the situation. Intelligence officials tell NBC News that President Trump is not regularly reading his intelligence briefings. In fact, presidential schedules show that Trump's been to just 17 intelligence briefings in the last 85 days. Officials also say Trump does not regularly read the written briefing that's sent over to him every day.
I remember I worked in a White House when I felt out of my depth. I read books like Road to Damascus and The Looming Towers. When President Obama was changing policy in Cuba, I read on the about the history there. This is the only White House where you have to do your homework about what the government can do by watching Goodfellas over and over again.
Hey, guys, I've been looking all over for you. Jimmy, Henry, how are you? Merry Christmas. Hey, listen, I need the money.
Maury, relax. Relax, okay?
Jimmy, I need the money.
Relax, relax.
I'm relaxing. I need the money. I did what I had to do. I need the money.
Not tonight, Maury.
Listen, I did my caper. He owes me. I mean, everybody's flashing their stuff here. Evidently, they got their money. I'm wearing the same old shit. They're wearing it.
I wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
Jesus Christ. We were treated like movie stars with muscle. We had it all just for the asking. Our wives, mothers, kids, everybody rode along. I had paper bags filled with jewelry stashed in the kitchen. I had a sugar bowl full of coke next to the bed.
I've been telling you your whole life, don't talk on the phone, right? Now you understand, huh?
It's gonna be okay. I think you got a good chance of beating the case. But you know that kid, you know, from the city we're talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The kid turned out to be a rat. As soon as he got pinched, he ratted everybody out. He ratted us all out. You know what I'm saying?
People call them rats because a rat will do anything to survive. Isn't that right, Mr. Hill?
Objection!
Inside Trump's White House just revealed tons of new details about Trump's workday and how it doesn't involve much traditional work. 3 months of Trump's schedule is now splashed across the news site Axios, which reports over 60% of Trump's day in these schedules consists of what's not generally considered work in the federal government. Open time, where Trump watches TV or lounges around. The White House has famously dubbed this executive time.
I'd like to tell you a love story. It's about President Donald Trump and his television. Now, the billionaire real estate developer turned reality TV star turned president of the United States. Now, only one thing has been by Trump's side all of those years. Good old television, and specifically cable television. TV has long been the way Donald Trump interacts with the world.
Who do you talk to for military advice right now?
Well, I watch the shows. I mean, I really see a lot of great, you know, when you watch your show and all of the other shows and you have the generals.
Wrote the New York Times of Trump in December 2017, quote, people close to him estimate that Mr. Trump spends at least 4 hours a day and sometimes as much as twice that in front of a television, sometimes with the volume muted, marinating in the no-holes-barred wars of cable news and eager to fire back, end quote.
Other insiders have leaked about how E! Time is mostly Trump, quote, watching TV, reading the papers, and responding to things on Twitter. Now, in previous special reports on The Beat, we documented how Trump works less than other presidents, golfs more, and let years pass without even filling federal vacancies that only a president can appoint. What's new tonight beyond those reports is the sheer detail of these internal calendars. The Trump administration never wanted the public to see them, and this may be why. The private schedule reveals that on days when he's not traveling, Trump kicks off his day with 3 hours of executive time. The first actual meeting with another person will come in the 11 a.m. hour, typically followed by executive time, followed by lunch, and then more executive time. Most of the time, 67%, Trump calls it quits before or by 5 p.m.
Take you now to Kermit the Frog at the scene of another fast-breaking news story.
Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog speaking to you from the scene of the accident, where Mr. Humpty Dumpty has just fallen off of his wall. And to recapitulate that story, you may remember that Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all of the king's horses and all of the king's men and, wait a minute, that's one of the king's cows back there. Pardon me, cow. I believe it's just supposed to be all the king's horses here. Come on, get out. Get out. Get out. All the king's horses and all the king's men are indeed trying to put Mr. Humpty Dumpty back together again. Friends, look at that, friends. Humpty Dumpty is back together again.
Yes, I am.
Listen, Kermit the Frog here of Sesame Street News here.
Hi, Frog.
Yes, well, I just wanted to ask you...
Oh, Sesame Street, how do I look?
You look fine, yes.
Thank you. Get him out of here. Get the frog out. Get the blue one. Get the frog.
The president beat the cold this morning by... tweeting so much, his phone began to act as a space heater. He tweeted 11 times before 10 a.m. He's making plans now to declare a national emergency on the border. The idea, I guess, is to declare an emergency and then take money that has been earmarked for real emergencies like floods and hurricanes and use it for a wall that won't do anything instead. Sometimes I'm kind of amazed he only bankrupted 3 casinos. But he had a lot to say about this wall this morning. Including this little gem, he wrote, "Let's just call them walls from now on and stop playing political games. A wall is a wall." And you know what? He's right. A wall is a wall. I even looked it up in the dictionary. You can see definition of wall. A wall or a continuous, solid, vertical structure that Donald Trump is definitely not getting. I don't even know why he wrote this. Who's playing political games? Who's saying a wall is... I remember when someone once told us that it doesn't matter whether it's called a wall or not.
A wall, or a slat fence, or whatever you want to call it.
The barrier, the wall, or steel slats, whatever you want to call it.
The barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want.
The wall or barrier, whatever you want to call it.
The walls or the steel barriers or whatever you want to call it.
You can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want.
A steel barrier...
or whatever you want to call it. The wall, the barrier, whatever you want to call it, it's okay with me. They can name it whatever they can name it. Peaches. I don't care what they name it.
I like that name, Peaches. I think maybe a wall of peaches, you know? People come up from Mexico, they have a snack, they go home.
None of us, including Trump, actually knows what the wall is because he's never defined it. So if you look at the appropriation bill...
We have to go read. Let me read today's. We've got a new definition. He redefines it every day. Walls, steel slats, it's a fence, it's a barrier, it's older than a wheel, it's not. So today, here's what the wall is today for those of you keeping track. Tremendous numbers from Trump. Tremendous numbers of people are coming up through Mexico in the hopes of flooding our southern border. It's actually at a 40-year low, which Donnie's right, you should brag about, but you won't. We have sent additional military. You shouldn't. We will build a human wall if necessary. Good God. If we had a real wall, this would be a non-event. So today, it's a human wall.
I don't know if you heard this, but you know how Trump's been saying that Muslim prayer rugs have been found at the border and that women are getting tied up and bound with duct tape? Well, the White House looked into this and found no evidence to back up the president's claim. It's a bad sign when even the White House is like, we have no idea what he's talking about either. And even nuttier, someone figured this out. The prayer mats and the duct tape were all, these were all plot points from the movie Sicario.
There's proof the cartel helped the terrorists get to the border.
president's adding drug cartels to the list of terrorist organizations.
You can understand how that will expand our ability to combat them.
You want to see this thing through? I'm going to have to get dirty.
Dirty is exactly why you're here.
You're going to help us start a war.
With who?
Everyone. No rules this time.
It's a good thing the president hasn't seen Star Wars, because he'd probably be asking for money to build a Death Star right now.
I'm telling you, little boys are sneaking aliens in with flying bicycles. These aliens are coming here to steal our precious Reese's Pieces. We must build a wall out of vibranium slats, otherwise we'll be overrun by crazy rich Asians. And I can't believe I'm saying this, green books.
As you may know, Trump has been very critical of his own intelligence officials this week. Yesterday, he said maybe the intelligence people should go back to school after they contradicted many of his foreign policy beliefs during their testimony in Congress. But today, at the White House, the president said it was all a bigly misunderstanding and everything is fine.
Mr. President, did you talk to your intelligence chiefs today about the displeasure you had with their testimony?
I did, and they said that they were totally misquoted and they were totally, it was taken out of context. So what I do is I'd suggest that you call them. They said it was fake news, so, which frankly didn't surprise me.
Well, we just ran exactly what they said to Congress.
Excuse me, it didn't surprise me at all. But we're here to talk right now about China.
They were misquoted. By the way, this was a hearing that was televised live from the Senate, unedited. There was no way to even make it into fake news. But I think we're, you know what, we are missing the point. We're here to talk about China. I wonder if Trump saw this. Chris Christie was on CNN last night to promote his new book and to explain how he tried to stop Donald Trump from hiring one of the guys who got into this, him into this Russia mess.
Proofs in the performance.
Yes.
People in that weren't vetted, getting thrown out in unprecedented fashion,
yep.
Doing things we've never seen officials at that level do in this kind of number.
Listen, Chris, the day after the election, I practically threw my body in front of the president-elect, begging him not to appoint Michael Flynn National Security Advisor.
And that didn't work? If that didn't work, the wall ain't gonna work either. I got news for you.
Now, the Russian response to the State of the Union.
Good evening. I'm Vladimir Putin. I am President of Russia and James Bond bad guy. I agree with President Trump's call for unity. Both sides must come together and do exactly what he says, that I told him to say. And I applaud his plan for the border wall. We built a wall in Germany, and not one Mexican got into East Berlin. So, President Trump, keep doing what you're doing, and I'm sure you will.
I believe the time has come to bring that investigation and the other investigations of this matter to an end. 1 year of Watergate is enough.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States. And the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations. If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't work that way.
You get the truth or a functioning economy, okay? Keep in mind, I turned this sucker off for a month over a wall. You think I won't burn this place to the ground to stay out of jail? Okay? I'm just saying, nice country you got here. Shame. Shame that something happened to it. And
this is the time to rekindle the bonds of love and loyalty and memory that link us together as citizens, as neighbors, as patriots. You are a rude, terrible person.
That's okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do. They call her Pocahontas.
Very low IQ. Low IQ.
This is our future, our fate.
and our choice to make.
Lowlife. She's a lowlife.
We call him 1% Biden. Until Obama took him off the trash heap, he couldn't do anything. Now he's talking about Russia.
I think she is very bad for our country. I am asking you to choose greatness. No matter the trials we face, no matter the challenges to come.
That hair is getting whiter and whiter, and he's getting crazier and crazier.
We must go forward together.
Tonight, Trump gave his State of the Union, but what it lacked in quality, it made up in length. This speech was like watching paint lie. Everybody who was anybody who was not indicted was there. I think he declared himself president of Venezuela at one point.
Presidents have often faced Congresses that have, you know, just been returned to Washington with the majority given to the opposition party. Presidents have often faced a start of a third year in office where they're seeing lots of contenders from the opposite party line up against them. Presidents have even done State of the Union addresses in the context of recent or incoming government shutdowns. What we have never had before is a president facing all of those things, plus his inaugural committee being subpoenaed yesterday by federal prosecutors.
There's that.
His longtime lawyer, who has flipped against him, scheduled to testify in Congress 3 days from now and scheduled to be in prison 1 month from now. His longtime political advisor just got arrested and indicted. His campaign chairman was just given a federal sentencing date. CNN is reporting that federal prosecutors are also now seeking interviews with executives from his business. This after the longtime CFO of his business reportedly got an immunity deal in exchange for cooperation with prosecutors. I mean, State of the Union addresses often happen against headwinds, but not since January 1974, yep. Nixon, less than a year before he resigned as president, have we seen a president try to give an address like this in the context of this much scandal and this much legal jeopardy for himself and his family and his campaign and his inauguration and his foundation and his business and everybody around him. And that is just, it's more than the elephant in the room. I feel like that's the room we're in.
The state of the investigations into whether Donald Trump is bought and paid for by foreign interests is just getting started. House Intel Committee Chairman Adam Schiff announcing today that his committee will widen its probe into the president in order to, quote, allow us to investigate any credible allegation that financial interests or other interests are driving decision-making of the president or anyone in the administration. He adds, quote, that pertains to any credible allegations of leverage by the Russians or the Saudis or anyone else. Schiff made the statements as his committee voted to turn over to Robert Mueller the transcripts of more than 50 witnesses so that the special counsel could check those transcripts against other transcripts and other evidence and determine if any witnesses lied to Congress. To date, two Trump confidants have already been charged with lying to Congress. Presidential fixer Michael Cohen, whose testimony before that committee is at this hour up in the air, and Roger Stone, longtime political counselor to Donald Trump. So it may come as no surprise that the president responded with a personal attack on Adam Schiff today.
He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself, and I think that's fine because that's what they do. But there would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
Whether or not Donald Trump may be compromised, it's stunning.
It's absolutely stunning. And I'll tell you one thing that has been hiding in plain sight. And that is, if you want to find the motivation around the world for many of the things that have been happening, it's two words. Make money. You know, here's a president who telegraphed around the world, I'm the guy you can do deals with. I'm the art of the deal. Now, what oligarchs and property magnates around the world read that as is, bring your money and we can do deals. If you're Russian, we can do deals to try and get rid of these sanctions, possibly. Right. If you're Ukrainian, we can do deals to try and improve the image of Ukraine. If you're a property magnate in the Gulf, one that I sat down with, who went to some of these inauguration parties and was seen with President Trump, describes himself as a friend of President Trump. He's trying to do deals on property in his region. So it's not a surprise that the man who is the art of the deal is very attractive to a lot of folks around the world who've made a lot of money by doing deals.
And he had his hand out. I mean, there's reporting in the New York Times just in the last few days that he was looking for a big loan from Deutsche Bank. He had his hand out. Michael Cohen has testified that he was looking to do a deal in Moscow with Putin's assistance and the assistance of his government Rudy Giuliani says, through Election Day. I mean, this was someone that had the not just the motive, the stated desire to take something from Russia. How is he not compromised?
But, well, whether or not he's compromised may not be the point, because
he lied about all that.
Right.
So at a minimum, the Russians knew he had his hand out and the American voting public and law enforcement didn't.
Right. Exactly. But the Deutsche Bank story illustrates that here you have a president who's thinking about his money. So in a sense, he doesn't need to necessarily be compromised. The compromise may simply be that he wants to figure out how to make more money, protect his money.
Pieces, we can't seem to figure out what the puzzle is supposed to look like.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys, and things got out of hand.
Follow the money.
What do you mean?
Where?
Oh, I can't tell you that. Just follow the money.
Thanks for the song this week from
Amy Rigby, Sal Pets, Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Rudy Giuliani, Ali Belshi, Nicole Wallace, James Conway, Henry Hill, Tommy DeVito, Morris Kessler, Ari Melba,
Chris
Siliza,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Stephen Colbert,
Chris
Cuomo,
Chris
Christie, Bob Woodward,
and
Throat.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.